This is The Guardian.
Hi, Regid Ahmed here on Gadigal Land. Earlier this year, Guardian Australia released a 7-part investigative series into the life and ambition of Australia's richest person, Gina Rinehart. It's deeply researched and reported and was nominated for a Walkley Award and named one of Apple's best podcasts of 2025. And since its release, Gina herself continues to be in the news. Like when her company claimed helicopter pads are a necessity of modern business. Or when she was spotted at Donald Trump's Halloween party. So if you missed it the first time, here it is again. Gina.
Would you have described her as a friend?
Yes, yeah. Yeah, very much so.
In addition to being a friend, Michael Yabsley also worked for Gina Rinehart. And he actually remembers planning the Wake Up Australia flight with her back in 1979. That was the extravagant birthday gift that Gina organised for Lang for his 70th birthday that you heard about in the last episode. Michael was actually meant to be on that flight as well, but he had to pull out.
Oh, well, she was furious.
What does a furious Gina Rinehart look like?
Very composed, and that melodic voice sort of goes up a few, what are they called, octaves or whatever it is, and she gets a very stern look on her face. I think I was always pretty right in saying that the higher the pitch got, the crankier she was.
Michael and Gina are no longer friends, but he does remember that time fondly.
It was a pretty close and happy sort of relationship. And so I saw a lot of her. I'd have to blot out the last 30 years and go back earlier than that. She loves having a nice time. She loves going out to dinner, loves being with, you know, a small number of people who she can trust. And with Gina, trust is everything. I think she was probably weaned on the message by Lang that all of these journalists, all of these people who want to get close to you, they've got another agenda. And I'd say that became part of her DNA.
And for people who don't know Gina Rinehart personally in the way you have, what do you think is the most important thing to understand about what drives her?
Tenacity. No, she does not take a backward step. And that would be my one word description of the most important characteristic of her.
And that's not just in business, that's across all aspects of her life.
Yes, yeah, including her personal life.
And there's incredible parallels as well with Gina's story and Lang's story, aren't there?
There are.
Hancock Prospecting is a family business. When Gina was just 2 years old, she was gifted a third of the company's shares. She has lived and breathed it her whole life.
She was just the sort of young teenage girl, I guess, when she came on the scene. She started to learn the business from the ground up. That's where she got her grounding.
But what was the family business and what did it teach her? It was mining and it was also politics.
Yeah, I think she's shaped by her father's politics and by his efforts to battle governments, both state and federal. And I suppose that's something that she's inherited from him. She's also replicated Lang Hancock's methods in terms of supporting politicians that she likes or approves of.
And you said that Gina had a strange view of the political process. Can you explain what you meant by that?
Well, look, I think it's a sort of a simplistic view of the world, which is not unique to Gina. That is that you can sort of change the course of history by knocking on the right door at the right time with the right message and everything will work out.
From Guardian Australia, I'm Sarah Martin and this is Gina, a podcast series about Australia's richest person, Gina Rinehart. who, like her father before her, is no stranger to changing the course of history. Do you think for people to understand Gina Rinehart, they need to understand Lang Hancock?
Yes, I think it's a very significant father-daughter relationship.